Let's pray.
Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It is very fitting that when we're talking about the birth of Jesus that we have a little noise in our church. That's just fine. I know Away in the Manger says the little baby, no crying he makes, but I'm sure he made some noise that first day. When you think of all the people that could have been given this message, it astounds me that the message was first given to shepherds. I would have thought that God would have chosen some silver-tongued preacher, some priest in the village, who could have given a word about the coming of the Messiah. And he would have been able to open scrolls and say, look what I see, and I heard the angelic vision, and I saw what I saw, and it was so wonderful. You would have thought that God would have sent the angels to the most prominent citizens of Bethlehem and said, we know you can get the word out, and people will listen to you. But he didn't do that. He sent the angels to shepherds, and shepherds were the lowlifes of Bethlehem and all that area. Nobody aspired to be a shepherd in those days. Shepherds were thought of as deceitful. They were thought of as the people that do the dirty work that nobody else wants to do. You remember the story of King David? When he was a young man, he was a shepherd boy, and we think that's so idyllic. It was because all the cool jobs were taken. His brothers had the better jobs. They were in the king's army. They got all the prestige and the glory, not David. In fact, when a prophet came and said to Jesse, I want to make one of your boys a king, he lined them all up, except for David, because he was just tending sheep. The youngest and smallest got to do that, not the warriors. He couldn't believe it when Nathan said, no, I want your boy. I'm sorry, Samuel said, I want your boy, David. He's the one who's the king. That was unheard of. No one ever aspired to be a shepherd, and no one would have ever invited a shepherd to come to synagogue and speak. The shepherds had to do the necessary work, but nobody liked them. Nobody gave them any place until that one wondrous night when angels came to the outcasts of society and said, I've got good news for you. And after they heard this wonderful news, they ran to the stable and found it just as the angels had said, and they told good news to those worn-out parents, Joseph and Mary. You know, it's hard enough to give birth in a hospital, but they were in a stinky barn with horseflies, and those shepherds came and told Mary and Joseph the good news, that they had seen angels, and that things were going to be wonderful. And then the shepherds went out and told anyone that would listen to them about this wonderful gift. It's a message for us tonight. God does not choose people who are perfect, people whose lives are together, people who have the perfect family to give a message of joy. God uses broken people. People like you and I who sometimes stumble around and want to try to figure out what life is all about. And God says, I have good news for you. And I want you to give that good news to other people. So I hope today that you, if you see some young struggling parents who have bags under their eyes because they haven't slept and they feel like years, give them some good news. God loves them. And maybe bring them some food, because that's what young parents need, is food and rest and babysitting services. There's so many wonderful things we can do to spread the love, the joy, and the peace of Jesus. Not only did God give them a wonderful message, he also cleaned up their reputation. Think about it. When we think of shepherds now, who do we think of? Jesus, the good shepherd. Not only does God entrust you and I with good news, but even if our reputations are a little iffy, God can clean them up. That's what Jesus came to do. He came to give good news to you and me this Christmas and beyond. And tomorrow morning, give some joy to somebody else. Call somebody up, especially someone who might be alone this Christmas, and pass that joy along. God gives us good news today and every day, especially when we're broken and alone. He comes to us. And I hope this evening, through the music, through the candles, through whatever means necessary, you'll hear the voice of angels once again. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that you chose to overlook the fancy houses of the elite that first Christmas morning, that you chose to overlook the priests and all the religious folks that first Christmas morning, and that you came to those who no one else was looking at, and you gave them dignity and honor. And we ask today that you would help us to do the same. In Jesus' name, amen.